Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rivetics. My name is Adata Biobricks, and I am the chairperson, International Federation of Women Lawyers, FIDA Nigeria River State Branch. But just before we begin, let us take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Yesunwike, the initiator of Riv Ethics.
Greetings to our great people of River State, and welcome to another episode of Rivetics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that sexual violence is a crime against God and humanity. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations International Day for the Elimination of Sexual Violence in Conflicts, which comes up annually on June 19. Globally, significant progress has been made in enhancing recognition of conflict-related sexual violence as a self-standing threat to collective security, an impediment to the restoration of peace, and a barrier to the realization of human rights and sustainable development. As such, it demands an operational security response, including survivor-centered protection, assistance, and accountability measures. Converting age-old cultures of impunity into cultures of deterrence requires consistent, visible, timely, and effective prosecution as a form of prevention. Yet, sexual violence as a tactic of war and terrorism, a tool of political repression and reprisal, and a driver of forced displacement, continues to be met with staggering rates of impunity by the perpetrators. This breeds further cycles of violence which fracture social cohesion and hinder reconciliation. It is therefore essential to move beyond reactive approaches and to redouble our efforts to prevent these crimes from occurring in the first place. This includes structural prevention strategies to address the underlying root causes and invisible drivers of sexual violence, such as gender-based discrimination, inequality and exclusion, as well as harmful social norms related to shame, victim blame, and male dominance. It also includes operational prevention measures, such as tracking early warning indicators of conflict-related sexual violence and other grave violations, and translating them into early response interventions and fostering the resilience of individuals and communities at risk to withstand associated economic and security shocks. Strategic engagement with state and non-state actors to ensure compliance with international norms and standards, including the adoption of precautionary and preventive measures in line with international humanitarian law to spare civilian populations and their property from attack, is key to preventing the occurrence and reoccurrence of these grave crimes. Likewise, dealing the heavy hand of the law on perpetrators is an important element of deterrence. Let us listen to our guest speaker today as she expounds on the subject. She is Mrs. Adata Biobricks, Chairperson FIDA River State. Please enjoy the episode. Appease loving rivers people. Please remember to always let your manner speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Alice, my one and only love. I'm aware you guys had a good time the last celebration.
Of course. I thought you would come.
Oh, my dear. I really wish I were there, but I had a serious emergency at the clinic which I had to attend to. And to be honest with you, I was so exhausted immediately I finished what I had to attend to at the clinic. I'm so sorry I was not there with my princess.
Always productive with his time. So sorry about that. Just that I missed your presence there. Nothing much really happened, but it was really amazing to hear from the resource persons who were there to stamp on our consciousness the need to lend a helping hand whenever opportunity presents itself. Excuse me, sir. Please let me take this call. Hello?
Hello? Hello, Alice. Good afternoon.
I know. What is it? This one, you're sounding worried. Are you okay?
I know dey okay like this, so Alice, I beg. Alice, if you see Merit, help me beg her. Eh? I've not seen her in the past 1 month. I don't even know what I do now. She doesn't even come my shop again. Eh? See, I don't want to lose Merit. Please, Merit is my very good friend. See, leave all the joke with me and Andy too. I beg. Please.
Okay, don't worry. I'll talk to her.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
But one thing I know, all things are possible. If your sun not shine today, it will shine tomorrow.
And I am wondering what amuses you after the call.
Don't mind me, please. It's Washerman. I don't know what Mary did to him or what he did to Mary, so that he wants to kill himself. He says she no longer visits his laundry again.
What does he want from Merit? He must be dreaming.
Stop underrating him. Is he not a man? Who knows if Merit is even in love with him? It's just that he's not educated.
I can see you are looking for her trouble. Please leave Washerman out of this conversation.
No problem, sir. But at least she shouldn't stop patronizing him.
Whatever. Back to the main business. I'll be honest, my love. That was amazing. I am imagining how you felt to have identified yourself with people who have the real sense of humanity.
Yeah. I felt responsible and thrilled to be kinder, especially when I heard them state instances where they were obliged to save lives.
That's a unique way to tackle a problem. As a person, I believe in collective efforts geared towards changing an ideology, especially a wrong ideology.
True.
But well, there is something more serious as well, Alice.
And what could that be?
Molestation and violence against women during conflict. Women are easily preyed upon at the slightest opportunity. It is a big threat and something has to be done about it. Else, women will continue to cringe in fear and feel insecure in a free society at any conflict situation.
You are right. There are amicable alternatives to resolve conflict instead of exploiting the female folk.
Exactly. I trust the royalties we have in this kingdom. Lola will definitely do something about this issue. She always is abreast about the happenings. Easy is the walking well king that we all know. Besides, you are Lolo's right-hand woman now. She will soon summon you at the palace.
You have started your own rights. You are just like my friend Maris. You like to give me vowels.
When you were disturbing us, Nko, you should be in the elders' council as one of the elders.
I don't blame you.
All things are possible if you believe you can achieve. All things are possible.
The drama you just listened to is titled Voice of Reason by Princess Emi Alagwa, starring
Abrum Divine Favor Chinedu as Washerman and Dr. Alice.
And your baby girl, Princess Emi Alagwa, as Alice. Remember, let's stop women molestation. God bless you. Happy weekend. Bye-bye.
All things are possible for me. All things are possible.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere, to build a better nation. That's the reason why we're here. A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rev Ethics on Radio, and my name is Adata Biobricks. I'll be speaking on the topic, the International Day for the Elimination of Sexual Violence in Conflict. On June 19th, 2015, the United Nations General Assembly proclaimed 19th June of each year, the International Day for the Elimination of Sexual Violence in Conflict, in order to raise awareness of the need to put an end to conflict-related sexual violence, to honor the victims and survivors of sexual violence around the world, and to pay tribute to all those who have courageously devoted their lives to and lost their lives in standing up for the eradication of these crimes. The date was chosen to commemorate the adoption on 19 June 2008 of the Security Council's Resolution 1820, in which the Council condemned sexual violence as a tactic of war and an impediment to peace building. In response to the rise in violent extremism, the Security Council adopted Resolution 2331, the first to address the nexus between trafficking, sexual violence, terrorism, and transnational organized crime, acknowledging that sexual violence is a tactic of terrorism. It further affirmed that victims of trafficking and sexual violence committed by terrorist groups should be eligible for official redress as victims of terrorism. It is a day meant to raise awareness on the urgent need to prevent and combat the heinous incident of sexual violence in conflict zones. This was conceived by the United Nations in a bid to condemn the gender-based violent acts and strengthen its commitment to end all forms of violence against women and children. The term conflict-related sexual violence refers to rape, sexual slavery, forced prostitution, forced pregnancy, forced abortion, enforced sterilization, forced marriage, and any other form of sexual violence of comparable gravity perpetrated against women, men, girls, or boys that is directly or indirectly linked to a conflict, or perpetrated against our women, men, girls, or boys in times of internal crisis, conflicts, or war. The term also encompasses trafficking in persons when committed in situations of conflict for the purpose of sexual violence or exploitation. In our country, Nigeria, we have had cases of conflict-related sexual violence carried out by insurgents and militant groups, with our women and girls being major victims. There is no doubt that a lot of innocent Nigerian women and men are caught up in different parts of Nigeria where there have been ongoing conflicts, such as the Boko Haram insurgency in the northeast, the recurring violence between herdsmen and farmers in different parts of the country, and the recent unknown gunmen terrorizing some parts of the country. A lot of women have suffered untold sexual abuses as well as physical and psychological abuses. Sexual violence in times of crisis or conflict constitutes great violation of human rights and is a major impediment to the peaceful coexistence and economic development of every nation. A consistent concern is that fear and cultural stigma converge to prevent the vast majority of survivors of conflict-related sexual violence from coming forward to report such violence. Practitioners in the field estimate that for each rape reported in connection with a conflict, 10 to 20 cases go unreported. Let us go on a short break. We'll be right back.
If you do good, you do for yourself. If you do bad, now you sabi. If you do bad,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you do bad,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head to carry am.
If you give person, wahala.
Now you go take your head to carry am.
If you play person, mago, mago.
Now you go take your head to carry am.
If you do good, you do for yourself, brother. If you do bad, now you sabi yo. If you do bad, you sister,
now you go take your head carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head carry am.
If you play person, mago mago,
now you go take your head carry am.
If you give person wahala, oh,
now you go take your head carry am.
Not do bad, you.
Now you go take your head carry am.
Play person while you
they will
hello.
Mama dey ma be no dey spoil pikin like this.
If he do bad thing, tell him one time. If you leave your pikin till he spoil finish, well, what happens, Gary be that too? No let your girl pikin turn waka jube. Na so other people go dey curse you. See him pikin, na so man he sabi. Book no gree enter head again. But if you just see money, I go turn. He good so. All that one when they talk same man no plenty. So therefore na rush then go dey rush the one when they. I beg na bad life be that. Every woman get man. Na true I dey tell you so. If woman put head for ground, opening eye and ear well, to riboku. Make una hold una pikin with a strong handle so that then go be better people.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivetix on radio, and my name is Adatabio Briggs. I have been speaking on the topic International Day for the Elimination of Sexual Violence in Conflicts. Conflict-related sexual violence exerts an unspeakable toll on a survivor who is most likely to be a civilian and not a combatant. Prevention, protection, and treatment services efforts are lacking. A culture of impunity surrounds this scourge. Perpetrators remain free, while survivors are left with lasting physical and emotional scars. Robbed not only of health, dignity and peace, but of justice. Sexual violence also thwarts women's participation in social, political and economic life. Women and children deserve special care and attention in troubled regions, and their security should be a priority to the government. There are no winners among countless casualties in armed conflicts, not least the women and girls victimized by militants who have weaponized sexual violence as a tactic of war, torture, and terrorism. Every new wave of warfare brings with it a rising tide of human tragedy, including new waves of war's oldest, most silenced, and least condemned crime of sexual violence. Most of the survivors of sexual violence arising from conflicts never fail to recount very grim tales of brutality and sexual slavery they went through. The underaged ones among them are being forced into early marriages. We all can remember the Chibok girls, some of whom have become mothers and have never been seen till date. Countless women, girls, and boys have been sexually violated in conflict regions. Sexual violence in conflict is a threat to our collective security and a stain on our common humanity. Its effects can echo across generations through trauma, stigma, poverty, poor health, and unwanted pregnancy. Children conceived through wartime rape and conflict often struggle with issues of identity and belonging for decades after the guns have fallen silent. They may be left in a legal limbo or at risk of becoming stateless. They are vulnerable to recruitment, trafficking and exploitation, with broad implications for peace and security, as well as human rights. Their mothers may be marginalized and shunned by their own families and communities. These women and children are sometimes seen as athletes of armed and violent extremist groups, rather than as victims and survivors. The stigma in conflict-related sexual abuse is immense, as the kids born from sexual violence are usually tagged as bad blood or children of the enemy. On this day, we must amplify the voices of these forgotten victims of war, who suffer stigma, shame, and exclusion in societies polarized by armed conflicts. These unjust acts of wickedness against our women and children have to stop. There is a need to ensure that perpetrators of these heinous crimes and those who condone their wicked acts are held accountable and brought to book while victims get justice. Let us go on a short break. We'll be right back.
If you do good, you do for yourself. If you do bad, now you go take your own head, carry am. If you think you say you fit do person bad and you go happy after and they jolly, my friend, you jam block. Nothing better pass say make a person do good thing because he know say it go better for him if it better for him friend.
I don't know why people they fight, oh. I don't know why people they quarrel, oh. I don't know why people they make wahala. Yes, my friend, don't oh, make you no fight, oh. My friend, don't oh, no quarrel, oh. My friend, don't oh, no make wahala.
Solve it. What you gonna say? You say thank you. We gotta help each other, just like sister and brother. But we must learn to say thank you, thank you.
Those two little words that mean so much.
Two little words.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rev Ethics on Radio, and my name is Adata Biobricks, and I have been speaking on the topic, the International Day for the Elimination of Sexual Violence in Conflict. How can we stop sexual violence in conflict? Most policies on conflict-related sexual violence have focused on helping the survivors of such abuse. However, we also need to focus on prevention. How to stop sexual violence from occurring in the first place. Some of these ways include changing the norm. This includes changing how survivors are perceived and treated in their communities. 2, creating safer spaces. This also includes improving infrastructure and reporting practices. 3, improving reporting. Not only are we just including reporting practices, we should also include protection of witnesses, ending impunity. We should substantially increase the likelihood that crimes of sexual violence will be punished. According to the United Nations Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, there's a need to promote a new social contract in which no one in power is above the law and no one rendered powerless is beneath the protection of the law, with the ultimate goal of achieving true equality and justice. It entails decisive actions to mitigate risk and prevent sexual violence and to ensure that no one is left behind in the response. Responses must be comprehensive, multi-sectoral, age-appropriate, and survivor-centered, including life-saving medical care, sexual and reproductive health services, psychosocial support, livelihood assistance, socioeconomic reintegration support, and access to justice. Service coverage must reach survivors in rural, remote, and border areas, as well as in refugees and displacement settings. Together, we all need to stand in solidarity with the survivors of sexual violence at all times by providing comprehensive support and assistance, and shifting the stigma of shame from the victims of this crime to those who commit and condone them. We call on the government and governmental agencies charged with the responsibility to fulfill its obligation to protect and preserve the human rights of women and children, prevent violations of rights and sexual abuses, and ensure that security is provided for all, irrespective of whether they are located in conflict regions or not. This is also a call to everyone to be the voice of those who have been silenced by this crime, to join in action against those atrocities that have befallen our nation through providing access to justice for survivors. Intensify awareness campaigns on the rights of girls and women, as well as organizing psychological and social support and livelihood programs for the survivors. Let us all unite towards a society free of all forms of violence, especially for our women and children.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rave Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.raveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Rave Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Rave Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on raveethics@gmail.com. The Rave Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, there are better things to do, better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.